This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language.
This is the Black and Kinky Lifestyle. With the bar and the bell.
Welcome everybody to the Black and Kinky Lifestyle podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And listen to us talk about all of our experiences in the lifestyle as a married couple, married black and sexy couple. Are we sexy, babe?
Yeah, we're sexy.
All right.
But we too old to be doing what we did this weekend.
Yeah, it was a little bit overkill. I'm not going to lie. Even like, I don't want to do that again. So basically in this episode, we're going to recap our NIN experience. If you have not heard the last episode with the lovely Ms. Amore, please listen to that one because that is considered, well, part one of this episode. So yes. We're going to be just talking about some of the experiences we didn't get to talk about in that episode because we did have some experiences that were quite noteworthy. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about that. So we are not going to have a hit list because this isn't necessarily a regular episode, but a recap episode. If you haven't been listening, you notice our pattern.
Yeah.
There's just so much to talk about and we have to fit it all in. So before we get into NIN and all the juicy details of our experiences, what the fuck, man? Why are we so tired right now, Belle?
Because we partied literally every day this weekend.
Every day.
Like, not even, like, lightweight partying, but, like, hardcore, up all night, drinking all day partying. Mm-hmm. So, Friday, we had a vanilla birthday party, but it was, like, a turn-up crew.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
I was sitting here the whole time wondering what Friday was. Like, I could not remember what we did on Friday because of how crazy it was. But you just reminded me.
Yes.
It was an awesome night. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So we had a little barbecue on our rooftop. And then we went bar hopping. And yeah, I mean, it was a great time. We hadn't hung out with some vanilla folks in a while. So that's always nice. But I think we didn't get home until like 3 that night.
Yeah, we didn't get home till 3. And then we had to get up the next day because we were celebrating
our anniversary.
That's right.
Yes. So we just wanted to like chill and relax. So we just went to a rooftop pool and hung out for a few hours. And that was nice. But I think we've learned that like, we need to be in adults only spaces all the time.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids there, which is fine. I mean, you know, family got to take the kids somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I think after we were sitting there for a while, I was like, I want an adults only space. And so I was looking on my phone and I found that there was a pool party going on at the time. And I was like, hey, let's check out this pool party. And we went out there. We've been to this group's pool parties before, and they tend to attract a crowd, a sexy crowd. And it was a sexy crowd that night. And yeah, we started drinking from, 7 o'clock? Did we get there at 7?
Around that time, but we started drinking in the afternoon.
Oh, that's right. We were drinking at the actual pool party, the first one.
The first pool we went to.
God damn.
Right. Like, I don't think you understand what happened this weekend.
Yeah. Definitely killed some brain cells, that's for sure. So we went to that pool party. It was pretty cool. By the time we got there, people had already been fucking. People were already butt-ass naked.
Well, yeah.
But it was nice. The property was nice. The pool was warm.
So we hung out in the pool for
a good portion of time. I was surprised at how many singles were there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of singles, a lot of single women. This would have been a single guy's paradise because there were just a lot of women in there that were ready to get fucked. And I'm not even playing.
Like, yeah.
Anytime, you know, the dynamic I noticed between the two of us is whenever we're at one of these parties, right? Especially mm-hmm. when like it's not like predominantly black, but it's like mixed.
Yeah.
The thing that'll happen is like when we're walking together, people are a little hesitant to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I separate from you, mm-hmm. like, I'll run into somebody and then they'll be like, oh, I remember you. I'm like, you saw me 5 minutes ago with my wife. Like, you remember me now? It's like, right. Yeah, I remember you. Like, yo, keep flirting with me. Come see me. You know, you get a little bolder when I'm, you know, separated.
Don't nobody be talking to me. I mean, the women don't talk to me, but yeah, don't know guys, dudes, men be talking to me. But yeah, we went to that and that was fun. And we just played together at that party.
Yeah, we played together, but we had fun playing together. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, they had a lot of different playrooms. And that was nice. Cause I think we were playing and we were pretty intense that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that there was one point where we were playing upstairs in one of the bedrooms and there was just this guy that kept coming in and I think he was a single guy. I don't know. Maybe he had a wife with him. Did you know?
I don't know. I never saw him with a woman.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I think he was literally just waiting for me to nod my head and signal him to come over. But I wasn't in the mood for it that night.
Mm.
But we did. I remember we went into the group playroom and everybody was, I mean, I remember it was the perfect point in the evening because there was an entire group of people that were looking for some place to fuck. It was mm-hmm. just entire group. And you know, we found the group playroom, which was really nice. I liked their playroom setup. There were like all these lights everywhere and that was all right. And yeah, me and you were fucking.
Yeah.
And like, I just remember I was hitting it from the back and there was this woman who came by and she was just loving every moment of it. Mm-hmm. She was just like, yeah, yeah, fuck her with that dick. You like that? She likes it. She likes it. Fuck her hard. Yeah, I love it. And I was like, oh shit, I'm feeling this.
Like if there was like sports commentating for orgies, like that would be her job.
Yes. She'd be like, oh my god, I think we got a nut coming. I think it's coming. Yep. Yeah. Yep, there it goes, it's out of here.
Yeah.
Yes, all over her ass. Perfect. Give that a 9.5.
yeah,
that cum shot made it at least 6 inches in the air. Well done. That was really nice. There was this point, it was so funny because there was this point at which you know, you were sucking my dick, right?
And oh yeah,
you were having a great time. You mm-hmm. were having some good dick sucking moments that night. And like, you're sucking my dick, and then, you know, this girl comes over and she's like, that looks good. Let me get some.
You right? Oh, okay. And so she, well, I can take a break. All right.
Yeah, she's sucking it, but you know, and she's a sweetheart. But lately it has been very important for me to bust nuts inside of the Bell. And that's the only place I'm busting nuts these days.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the plan we had that evening, but she was definitely trying to get that nut to come out in her mouth. And I was like, no, I can't do that. My nut has a mission today. I can't.
But you weren't even sure if you had a nut that night. Was that night or was that last night?
I don't even think it was this weekend. I don't even think you're talking about the right weekend. I think you're talking about Naughty in New Orleans.
No, no. Yes,
no, I never gave you the one nut left warning this weekend. I know I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. Again, sexy crowd. I like, by the time we were leaving, people were in full fuck mode. It was like everybody was getting like pounded, and yeah. I liked that visual. But
we didn't shut it down, which was good because we knew we had another event on Sunday that mm-hmm. we had to be prepared for.
Yeah.
So, but we still ended up not getting home till like 2:30.
Yeah, I mean, this was like a boat party.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday, we went to a boat party, which was cool. There were just all these boats just strung up together in the middle of the lake or river or whatever the fuck it is. Whatever
it was a lake.
Body of water. But the lake was so warm. Like, you know, people were just jumping in the water, playing a lot of Caribbean music out there. It was just a bunch of black people on boats. Apparently, there's a lot of black boat owners out there.
Yeah.
Yo, the best, what is it? What is it that you always say about boats?
Oh, the next best thing to, well, actually, better than owning a boat is knowing someone who owns a boat.
Right. Yo, knowing someone who owns a boat is the shiznit. because that boat party was probably the highlight of the summer for me. NIN was cool. But there was nothing like being on that boat and just being able to just jump in the fucking water. And like nobody else can be part of this party. You know what I mean? It's like it was so exclusive. There was a lot of food, a lot of drinks.
Yes, you were very drunk.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen you drunk like that probably in a few years. Like you were drunk.
Yeah. I was. The reason why that is because like when I'm in water, I can't tell when I've had too much.
Yeah.
I can't. Like I'm just floating in the water. I can't tell if I'm losing my balance or not. So yeah, by the time we got back on land, I was like, oh shit, I'm not gonna remember any of this. Like I don't remember. There's a lot of shit that went down that I don't remember. Just little snips here and there. But I remember having a good time.
Well, that's the most important part, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So speaking of having a good time, let's talk about our recap of Naughty in New Orleans, because it was an experience we couldn't fit in one episode.
No.
So what I did want to talk about that we didn't talk about last time, and I did post this on Instagram for those of you who've been paying attention to our social media, you would know that we hooked our room up very well.
Yes, we did. We got some lights and some decorations. We had the music and the smell goods. It was popping.
Yes. And, you know, this was our first time doing that, putting the red bulbs in the lights. And then we had, I can't remember what it was called. It wasn't quite a disco light.
No, it's called a water wave or water effect light.
Yeah, water effect light. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you point it to the ceiling and it looks like you're underwater. And, you know, we had our Bluetooth speaker on and it smelled good. And like it worked out. And I'm telling you that we cannot go back to not doing that to our hotel room. Like there's some people who had some pretty creative designs and it's really simple. I mean, it's not a, you can go on Amazon and get some of this stuff for under $30. I mean, I think it was like a less than $30 investment to turn your room into like a really sexy and decadent space.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. We're going to talk about in a second why that worked. Well, literally in a second, because that's really my next point. So I think one of the first events we went to was the Joneses meet and greet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a thing meet and greet. And we ended up meeting a couple there that weren't fans. They weren't familiar
with our show.
But
they were familiar with, like, obviously Lifestyle Podcasts and that kind of thing.
Right. And so we ended up, was she the one with, like, the really nice tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had beautiful tattoos. And so we met them and exchanged information with them at that meet and greet.
A plus over the Bliss Cruise.
Right. Definitely. And then I think that first night we were in the playroom. We ended up going to the group playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the playroom we found a, and you know, word to the wise, like this could be a very effective strategy. Like if you are at a play party and you know, you're sort of looking around, you haven't met anyone, and it comes that time of night where you got to go to the playroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what we tend to do is and this might be pretty fundamental, but it's not something I've thought to articulate. If you just walk around in the playroom and see couples that you like or see couples that you just like to watch, yo, just play next to them. Get your parallel game going.
Right.
And put on a show.
Yeah, because if you look hot, like, people will want to join you.
Right.
And people will want to be interested and they'll want to, you know, see what's going on. Because it not only enhances their play, but they're like, oh, who's over here? Mm-hmm. You know, go look at them. So that's definitely something to think about. as you go into playrooms. So we found a chocolate corner. In the group room, and so we just played did some parallel on the chocolate corner, and then, you know, you have your like secret eye signals and shit with the husbands. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure how we ended up swapping, but I don't know. I think he started by kissing me.
I started by kissing her.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a X thing that happened. Yeah, our genitals were still aligned, but our heads were in different places.
Right, exactly. So then we ended up swapping with that very nice couple that we met in the playroom. And then...
So let me just set this shit up. Because this couple looked nice. They were looking couple.
And she had very nice titties.
Yes. His stroke game was good.
Mm-hmm.
Her pussy was wet. They had nice personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But after that play experience, we could not play with this couple again. Why don't you now like fill in the blanks for these folks, Belle?
I mean, like, I like big dicks. I do. And I think I'm fairly good at taking dick. But his was just it was like a half inch too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like just slightly too big, not in girth, just in length.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can take the girth, but it was the length. Like it was like hitting my diaphragm.
Yeah.
So, and that was like a lot.
Yeah, that was a new one. Dick too big. Can't work. Because it would put your pussy out of commission.
Right. Like, I was done for the night after that. Like, I was done.
Yeah.
And then you thought I was lying. You were like, what are you talking about? He ain't that big. But
yeah.
And then we saw him at the pool the next day.
Saw him at the pool the next day, and this nigga's dick was dragging on the floor as he was walking. I was like, oh, shit. That's what you were taking out?
Yes!
God damn, you're a trooper. I would have been like, no, we're done. Fuck this.
So, yeah. And, yeah. So, that didn't. But like, so, I really liked them, though. Like, yeah, I really liked them. Cool. And like, I like playing with them. It was just, yeah. Like that was a night ender, like, play situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. So we the next day we went to the podcast meet and greet, and then we met some of our actual fans.
Yeah.
And the Belle and I think I talked about this. We had a signal. No, I didn't mention this on the last episode. So we had a signal.
Right.
And the signal was for the Belle to tap me. Like if we're talking to a couple that she's interested in,
mm-hmm.
She would tap me on the shoulder.
Like three times.
Three times to let me know that, you know, we should keep talking to this couple. Like, we should see where this is going. And mm-hmm. then, you know, you would scratch me on my shoulder if it was time to end this conversation and right. move on.
Mm-hmm.
So you had scratched me a couple of times. Not at this particular meet and greet. But we were talking to our fans here.
It was so cute because, like... They weren't sure if it was... First of all, I don't know how they weren't sure if it was us because we were the only black people in there. Like, we were, like, one of three other black mm-hmm. people in there. But they weren't sure if it was us. So, like, the husband was, like... Like, she wanted to ask if we were the Belle and the Bomber. But I guess, I don't know, she was, like, nervous or whatever. And so the husband was, like, hey, my wife thinks you're, you know, the Belle and the... Is that true? And I was, like... Why, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's how the conversation got started. Anyway, so we were talking to them. They're really cute, very cute and cool couple. Like, he was very, he had a great personality. It was funny. And she was really nice and sweet. And so I'm over here tapping you on the shoulder.
And I'm just not getting it.
And, like, he's just not doing anything. And, like, I'm keeping the conversation going. And he's, like, I don't know, you were, like, looking off. And, like, you were, like, disengaged or whatever. And then I was, like, oh, so do y'all have kick?
I think that's when I was, like, oh, shit. Because yeah. I'm the kick. I'm the one who's requesting
right,
kicking
for
yeah. this. You requested it. I was, like, oh, this is real.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we got their kick. And so... Not that day.
I can't remember. I just remember the next time we saw them, it was because we told them, as well as the couple we met at the We Got a Thing meet and greet, that we were going to be at the pool.
Yeah.
They both showed up. Both couples showed up to the pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one couple, they said they were already coming to the pool.
Okay, but. Okay. Well, they were both at the pool, and I was surprised because I'm used to people flaking. So then we in the pool, we're just talking, whatever, vibing. And then at some point, I'm like, hey, you guys interested? We're going to go back to our room. You guys interested in joining? And then they said, yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it was like, oh, we need a refill on drinks.
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, you know, come by the room, see the lights and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what we did. Yeah, we were like, we're going to refill on drinks at the room. You want to come by, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's one way to get folks to your room. Like, because I had pictures in my phone of what our room looked like. And I was like, yo, check this out. That's mm-hmm. nice, right? You know, it might, you know, it looks even better when you're in there in person.
Right. And so everybody came back to the room and the vibe of the room makes people very comfortable because you got the music and the light. And so a key is like already have that set up before you leave. Right. Yep. So already have your lights on, already have your music on, your smell goods, da da da. So when you walk in, your room is already ready because like walking into a stark, bright hotel room, like will instantly make people kind of uncomfortable. It just makes you, you know, not as comfortable as you would like.
Or just not really like the vibe of a basic hotel room does not communicate, yo, it's sexy time.
Right.
Like it just communicates you walked into a hotel room.
Right.
But you walk into our hotel room, like you walk in there and you'd be like, I could really get fucked in here.
Yeah.
I could really enjoy that. So people started taking their clothes off immediately when they got in there.
Well, I think we had taken our clothes off.
We did. Oh, yeah, we did. We were naked, weren't we?
But it was because we had just left the pool and like we had wet swim stuff on. So it's like, oh, you know, take off your wet swim stuff, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so then I was so I was glad that you read the room and was like, yeah, we don't need to play a game. Well, but we did play a game.
We played a game for a while, but
we didn't need to play that game.
We did not need an icebreaker at all. I don't know what. I'm not used to those kind of situations. You got to give it up. Like we always need a game, almost always.
Yeah.
But yeah, I read the room. It was like, you know what? Fuck this game. Let's fuck. You know,
right.
It's just like, and then we started playing immediately.
Yes.
And it was a very sexy time. So let me just say, I busted such a hard nut in your mouth. So,
oh, you did. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, because you were, so first of all, our fans that we met at the podcast meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So Meg's mouth was amazing.
Nice alliteration there.
It was amazing because number one, she was a good kisser. And number two, her mouth wrapped around my dick so perfectly. I thought it was particularly made. She knows how to use those lips, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. She knew how to use those lips and she enjoyed sucking dick. And I love a woman who enjoys sucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I busted such a nut outside of that was that you were getting hit from the back by Mister.
Yes, while I was giving you head, yeah.
Right, you were multitasking very well. You appear to be getting better at that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Trying.
Mm-hmm. So it was such a sexy environment. Everybody was fucking. You were doggy style. Meg, I think at the time, was getting eaten out by Miss Canada,
mm-hmm.
With the sexy tattoos, and she was getting eaten out while her partner Captain. Sorry, I didn't mention their names before.
Captain Canada.
Captain Canada was smashing her from the back. So you were giving me head, and like it was an explosion.
It was. It was a lot.
It was a lot of cum in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say it.
Oh, there was a lot of cum in my mouth.
Yes. And it shot up against your throat and your tonsils and shit. That's what you told me.
I don't remember saying all of that.
But yes. It literally dislocated your throat.
I don't think that's a thing. But it was explosive and there was a large quantity.
Large quantity of cum in the bell's mouth. And it sounded violent.
Oh, how you sound. Yeah, because you be being dramatic.
It was so much. It was so intense, though. I mean, I wasn't being dramatic. There was just nothing else to do. It was like, oh, you know, like, God damn. Everybody stopped what they were doing, and they were like, what happened? So that was that afternoon.
That was a nice session, though.
Yeah, that was a great session. So I don't even know what the hell we ended up doing after that.
I don't know.
But outside of that, so that was a nice little delightful experience. So mind you, this was just day two into NIN, and we had already swapped with one couple the first night, and then we had this orgy in our fucking hotel room.
Yes.
The afternoon after. And so let's talk about some of the workshops. I think there were two in particular we did not mention. So one of them was how to please a sex goddess. Was that what it was called?
No, it's how to fuck a goddess.
Really? I don't remember seeing that on the pamphlet.
It was. It was how to fuck a goddess. I remember that.
Okay. So there were like so do you remember who actually did that session?
Amina Peterson.
Yes, Amina Peterson, which who's a very sexy woman.
Mm-hmm.
Very sexy. She's sexy. That's all I'll say. Just look her up. So she was given this session, and she had a couple of good ideas. So I can't remember all of the like tips she gave us, but one of them was to bathe the sex goddess.
Yes.
You consider yourself a sex goddess.
Yes. But you don't be trying to bathe me.
You know, I mean, if we had a bigger bathtub, maybe I'd do that.
You could bathe me in the shower.
We have a really small shower. It would be uncomfortable.
All these excuses.
I'm saying if we had like a jacuzzi tub, I'd bathe you all the time. It's just, you know, bathing you would mean I have to fucking break my elbow in that small shower.
Yeah.
But I give you massages, which I think was another another tip she gave. Let me just say that the whole how to please the sex goddess is all focused on the chick.
Yes.
It's all focused on how to please her. And it's really all focused on giving her a pleasurable experience as a sex goddess. And the thing is that it gave us some tips on how to have reconnection sex after our sessions. Mm-hmm. So I thought this would be useful for folks to hear. So one was, you know, clearly bathing your sex goddess, massaging the sex goddess. So I gave you an epic massage the other night.
You did.
Yes, I did. I found it funny that she was talking about how guys tend to focus on the ass when they're massaging.
It
just reminds me of all those massages at Amore Getaways where I'm just so excited when she says, okay, ladies, turn on your stomach. I'm like, I've been waiting to get on that ass all night. But I thought that was a good idea. I mean, some of this stuff is obvious. Cleaning the room was another one, making sure things are clean.
And preparing the space. So a lot of like what we did with the music and the lights, scents and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she did talk about the scents, you know, hitting all the senses and making sure the room smells good. And then communicating about what you want and what you like and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So those were some really good tips. Thank you, Amina, for that workshop. We also went to another one called the Sacred Sex Panel. I got to admit, I was a little hungover for that one. but I think the... oh my gosh, there were podcasters on this panel.
Yeah, Toward Souls.
Was it Sex Interrupted?
Sex Interrupted. Yeah. We're on the panel. Amina was on the panel as well. And there was a few other people that I can't recall at this time. But that was an interesting one. So it was really about what does sacred sex mean to them? How do you engage in sacred sex? What does that look like? And different things like that. And so it was an interesting panel. About how we kind of conceptualize sex and how it's sex is not just the act of intercourse, but it's all these other things around intimacy and relating and just how you are in the world. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for those of you who go to NIN, and I would strongly recommend that you do, take advantage, check out some of those workshops. They're very informative. We talked about the race and lifestyle workshop, so I won't go into that again. So I just wanted to mention that we did do workshop stuff. We didn't just party and drink ourselves stupid. Okay, so we talked about our afternoon orgy. We talked about how we decorated our room. Let's talk about the theme night. So they had a intergalactic theme night.
Mm-hmm.
And you were dressed in a very sexy silver outfit.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to do for intergalactic night, so we just settled on like silver outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so I need to tell this story because this is just so ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. So here, so one of the playrooms or play areas we talked about was, what was the name of the hotel? The Saints.
The Saint. Mm-hmm.
And so they had these like these different, you know, suites, I guess,
mm-hmm.
That had these very decadent spaces, play spaces, huge beds, just well decorated. And they had some volunteers working there too. I'm going to say air quotes working, because some of the volunteers brought their partners along, and you know, so we walked into this one of these suites, and there's this guy in there who's a volunteer, and his wife, who is dressed in lingerie, black lingerie, and she looks sexy.
Well, like, that wasn't his wife. But
that was his girlfriend or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, they fucking. So
they
anyway,
fucking.
No, they were. They are fucking at some point in their lives. I mean, they have a sexual relationship going.
Yeah.
They have intercourse
yes.
occasionally.
Oh,
keep
okay.
up, Bill.
I mean, I thought you were talking about they were fucking when we walked in the room.
No, they weren't. They weren't fucking. No, I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. But so we're in this room and we're just kind of looking around, and you know, he sort of the first thing he says to me. So. Mind you, I'm wearing this silver like V-neck, and mm-hmm. I'm like a dark-skinned dude,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the first thing he says to me is, "Yo, what up, Frozone?"
And I immediately chuckle because I'm like
laughing
yep.
her ass off. And I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I'm like Frozone.
And you immediately get an attitude. But I was like, you know, like, I love you, Bomber. But sometimes, like, you just be missing stuff. So I thought you were just like, you just like missed it. Like, it just, you know, you were like, what? Like, whatever.
Nah.
But then you like immediately like kind of had an attitude. And because these were black people, like he was trying to really talk to us, like, hey, you know, is this your first naughty? Like, how have you liked it? Like, was being real relational cool? And I'm trying to respond back, and you just over there.
What the fuck is this dude's problem calling me Frozone? Like, I didn't.
Like,
I wasn't feeling that shit. I wasn't feeling. It was like trying to be friendly and shit. It was like, yo, Frozone, fuck this dude, man. So, like, because the whole time we're in there taking pictures or whatever, I posted some of them on social media,
yeah.
and like they're trying to engage us. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, his girlfriend is like turning off lights and shit, and he's mm-hmm. over here like, you know, y'all could just fuck around in there. I'll make sure nobody bothers y'all,
right.
which is really like y'all fucking there. I'm off for the night,
right?
You know what I mean? So, you know, he's trying to talk to you, and he's talking to both of us,
yes.
but I'm just looking through my phone. I'm like, yo, this dude called me Frozone. Fuck him.
And then we even start talking about the show, and he's like, oh, that's what's up. Like, I want to look y'all up. I want to listen. And he was like, I think he was, yeah, asking how, like, he could get contact, and you were like, email, nigga. Like, like you wouldn't even give him the kick. I was like, what the fuck?
I wasn't feeling it, yo. I wasn't feeling it. And the crazy part is, outside of that, he was a cool
yeah.
dude. So let me go on, because I hope he's listening to this episode, because good God, this is the most shameful moment of my life.
So wait, but we leave.
Yeah,
we leave. You still fucked up attitude. We
yeah.
leave. The next day, like, we see them out on Bourbon.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, very relational. Yep. I'm glad to see you. Like, you enjoy yourself. Y'all having a good time. All this. You still, fuck you, nigga. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, it's just so fucked up. And so, and so then I think we were, like, back in the room. And, like, we were talking about couples that we were interested, like, in possibly playing with and maybe seeing later, you know, getting connected with, whatever, whatever. And so I ask about, you know, that couple, and you're like, him, fuck that nigga. And I was like, what? Because he called you Frozo? Like, that was dead on. And you were like,
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? How is it dead on? And so I'm like, Frozone is a fucking snowman.
And I was like, snowman? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, isn't that the snowman from the movie with the song? And I was like, Frozen? You thought this nigga called you Olaf? Like, what the fuck?
I swear to God, that is who I thought he was talking about. So I was like,
no, Frozone from The Incredibles, nigga. And you were like, for real? I was like, yeah.
I was like, he's absolutely right. I did look like Frozone. I felt so bad, yo. Oh, man. If you could hear this, listen, brother. Listen. My bad, nigga. Like, it was such misdirected anger and resentment. I'm so sorry.
He
was absolutely right. I looked exactly like Frozone. It wasn't even like it was inaccurate at all.
No.
It was actually, like, if...
It was impeccably accurate.
Like, all I needed was the bald head. And yes. Even then, like...
Even without it, like, if anybody had seen you that night and was like, you look like Frozone, like, who... like, and we were like, who, what cartoon character does he look like? Frozone, instantly, immediately. Like, how did you think he was calling you a snowman?
I just, you know, Frozen is the title of the movie, and no. Frozone, like, I don't know, man.
None of that makes sense.
I'm sorry. Niggas got issues. I know. Anyway.
So, yes, we are so sorry that the bomber was being an asshole to you. Because he called you a snowman. He thought you called him a snowman.
And you're over here laughing at it. I'm like, Olaf has a buck tooth. This dude he's really white. He's snow. It didn't make sense.
Which is more reason why, I don't know why you was in your feelings. Because, like, you would have been like, wait, what the fuck?
I'm so sorry. I gave him the email address instead of the kick. That was so rude.
It was, like, very rude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was horrible.
So, yeah, but that was hilarious. But we're sorry that the bomber was an asshole.
Yeah.
So, clear communication and understanding is key.
Yes. Okay. Moving on, I feel like there was something else that we experienced that we didn't talk about. Oh, yeah, we went to a burlesque show.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
That burlesque show was amazing. So that was actually at the Saint Hotel. And the burlesque stage was right next to the large window.
Yeah, it was like facing the street.
Main street.
Mm-hmm.
So it was funny to, like, see the burlesque dancers get the kind of attention from, like, people just walking by.
You right.
Just see, because these burlesque dancers, like, these bitches were delicious, like, bad, sexy, mm-hmm. like, as fuck. Like, I mean, we've gone to burlesque shows a lot, but usually burlesque shows don't really care about chicks looking like porn stars on stage. These chicks looked like porn stars or strippers or whatever the fuck, because their bodies were perfect, their outfits were perfect. This was real old school burlesque.
I mean, they are strippers.
I guess, but not like the kind of strippers.
I know.
Artsy kind of thing. Not looking down on strippers at all, but mm-hmm. like, there's a grace to this shit. I thought the host was pretty cool. Host was a black brother.
Oh yeah, he was funny. Liked him.
He was pretty goddamn pretty good. And yeah, that was a great experience. I'm trying to remember if we did anything else? Ooh, we, those burlesque dances were bad. Damn.
We went to the dungeon after that.
Yeah, we went to the dungeon. I think we talked about that a little bit on the last episode. Mm-hmm. We saw Kaz and gosh, who else did we see?
King and Jazz.
Yeah. And they were, you know, it's interesting because I think one thing this trip is taught me is that, you know, we call this the Black and Kinky Lifestyle Podcast, but God knows we thought we were kinky.
I never thought I was kinky.
I thought we had a little bit of kink going on. I thought kink was a little bit loose. We might like rebrand, but yeah, they were just, you know, I remember feeling a little bit like, you know, we were in the dungeon and, you know, people were getting flogged or whatever. And I was like, this is cool to watch, but I don't think I want to do this. I don't think I'm ready for this yet.
Like, which is fine, which you don't have to ever be ready for it. Like, it doesn't ever have to be your thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I do at some point want to, I don't know, tie you up against some wood and just whip you.
We gonna see about that.
Yeah, I mean, you've been flogged before. It's not so bad.
Yeah, like the nice, the soft flogging is, that's fine, but not whipping me.
Okay, well, flogging, whipping,
it's not the same.
You're right, it's not the same. I gotta get my lingo right.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool, and yeah, I mean, I just want to say that, NIN is the shit.
We'll definitely be back.
We will most certainly be back. So we'll see about that. So, I wanted to actually talk about, just a brief Sticky Pages, and this Sticky Pages, despite the fact that we've been talking about our sexual experiences throughout this episode,
mm-hmm.
Were interesting, but I think when we got back to the room, I don't know, I don't think it was technically reconnection sex, but we were just there together.
I don't know, we fucked a lot that weekend.
We did, but there was this one time where we were just really, really, like, if anybody was watching it, they would have, it would have been a very hot session to watch. I almost wish we had recorded it because, like, I made you beg for the dick.
Mm-hmm.
I made you beg for it,
mm-hmm.
because I was rock hard and I knew I had one of those stiffies. First of all, I was at like 110%. Oh, this is one thing I wanted to make sure to talk about.
No. Okay.
This is one thing I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get back to what I was, this 110% thing. So I was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm that hard, I know that I'm not going back down until I bust a nut. So I can keep that hard dick just right. And so I'm like teasing you with the dick. Like, mm-hmm. I'm rubbing, I'm not smacking your clit, but I'm rubbing your clit with my dick.
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah.
And then, well, it's like frustrating in a pleasurable way. Because
mm-hmm.
it just continues to get me more and more aroused without any finality to it, any release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just continue to get more and more aroused.
Right. And so I was just putting the tip of my dick
just right at the
mm-hmm. edge, like I'm peeking in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just leave it there and then you would try to back it up
and you wouldn't let me.
And then I would just back up with it. I'm like, no, I don't think you deserve this dick today. like tell me how much you want this dick.
Mm-hmm. And I had to beg for it.
You had to beg for it. How did you like it? How did you like feeling the tip in there?
I mean, it's like the, anticipation
mm-hmm.
of it. So it's like all this excitement. Oh, he's going to stick it in me. But then, no, he doesn't. Oh, my God. And then I got to wait some more. And mm-hmm. so it, like, elongates that time. Like, that time right before, like, a penis is inserted.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a great moment. When it's, like, first inserted, it's like that, you know, that relief.
Yeah.
But you weren't giving me the relief. It was just, like, builds all this tension,
right?
And you know, makes it even sexier, and then makes the eventual release even greater,
right?
right? Because I would give you the tip, then you would ask for it. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to give you a little bit. I'm mm-hmm. just going to give you a little bit. So then I would insert like half of it and be like, all right, well, that's all you can have for now. Is that enough? You're like, no, please, please, please. Mm-hmm. And then I go all the way in and you're like, oh, shit. And then I pull it completely out and I'm like, nah, you're done.
Right.
You deserve the rest of this. And that's when you really started begging.
Because mm-hmm. then like you get the taste and like the full taste and then like it's gone. So you want it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a hot session. It was a very like, there was a lot of begging and mm-hmm. it was nice. A lot of teasing. So I like the idea of teasing. Mm-hmm. It's something that I, that I'd like to experience one day. I see it
what
done
in porn.
Teasing the dick,
mm-hmm.
you know, just giving it a taste. Like it's really hard. The thing about the dick
like
is
different than what we did.
No, I was teasing you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like the teasing thing is because it builds that tension. So I really like that mm-hmm. idea. So that was cool. Busted a couple of nuts mm-hmm. That afternoon. Because I think we were waiting to do something or we came back from the pool. And whenever we come back from the pool and we're wet and we dry off,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know. I feel so horny after that. I don't know why. Like, I just want to fuck. Like, after I've gotten wet and been in water for a while
yeah.
and I'm dry and you're dry and we're drying each other off, I want to fuck intensely. So the 110% cock hard part thing mm-hmm. that I'm mentioning. So I mentioned, there was one thing I wanted to make sure I talked about on this podcast. So I'm part of this, like, we're part of this chat group we had recently joined.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the chat group, because, you know, well, it gives me the opportunity to ask questions
right.
that I normally don't get to ask. And, you know, this group has something called, Willie Wednesdays is what it was called?
Wang Wednesdays.
Wang Wednesdays. I guess somewhat, maybe it's more ubiquitous than I think, but, you know, there were a lot of guys sharing pictures of their dicks because women in this group want to see some dick, and that's totally fair. And then it got me to thinking about something we had talked about before, because we did talk about the art of the dick pic.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes a good dick pic? Because I've seen some particularly bad dick pics. Like I'm clearly not interested in seeing dick pics, but I'm just like, if you're going to take a picture of it, just know that there's a bad way to do it.
Right.
And there's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't sure about that. And I decided I was just going to ask this group of women who like seeing dicks, what's a good dick pic look like?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things they said were interesting. One was that, and I asked this on Twitter too, some women didn't care whether it was hard or soft. Now you're
different. I don't understand that. It's yeah. definitely got to be hard.
Definitely, like 100% stiffy.
It's at least got to be a 75% chub.
Okay. So somebody on Twitter actually suggested that they actually didn't prefer it to be 100%. Not necessarily, you know, they preferred it to be at, like in the 80s range.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe a dick that's too hard is a little intimidating. Mm. And a dick that's semi hard can sort of hang a little bit on its
yeah.
own. So it sort of, it looks like it's flaccid, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's weird, but it looks big and full. what else did we hear?
The veins.
So let's talk about this. Now, my dick has an extremely large and thick vein mm-hmm. on it. Like when it's hard, you see that vein. There's no hiding it.
Mm-mm.
It sort of looks like it has a personality to it, I'll just say. And many women have seen my dick.
And many women have enjoyed the visual of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular group, they referenced the vein.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, does this vein have a name?
It doesn't, but I guess I should give it a name.
Mm-hmm. Wait, does your dick have a name?
It did, but I don't, I haven't called it and had a conversation with it in so long that I've forgotten. Because I feel like you have to have a conversation with your dick in order to remember the name of it. But anyway, does your pussy have a name? I mean,
no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, I talked to her, but she don't have a name.
Because
and I reference her in the third person.
You talk to your pussy.
Yes.
What do you tell it? What's the conversation like?
Like, sometimes we just need to figure shit out. Like, what's going on?
when did you start having conversations with your pussy?
Oh, definitely like teenage years.
What was your first conversation like? What was it like? Okay, so how do you take dick?
Well, no, because I didn't start off taking dick. At first, it was an exploration, figuring out what we liked and didn't like. How it really was a conversation about how to masturbate.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Yeah. The most frustrating experience I can remember in my earlier years when me and my dick were getting to know each other was before I figured out that jerking off was a thing that, you know, was okay to do, and the period where, like, I was just, I wanted something to do. Like, my dick wanted something to have done to it, and I didn't know what it was yet. So I would just be watching porn, getting hard, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing something. Like, it can't just be fucking. Like, I can't find a girl who's willing to have sex with me. Like, that's not going to work. I can't do what I want. Like, I can't do that. You know, I got to figure out how to make myself feel good. So, yeah. No, I remember having those conversations with my dick. What do you need? but you were trying to learn how to please yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, once you did it, did you and your pussy have like a celebratory moment, like a high five? Like, oh shit, I'm just supposed to rub this, like, you know?
I mean, yeah, because I was like doing it all the time.
How many times were you masturbating a day?
Probably as often as I could get away with.
Okay. Well, I mean, you had your own room growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I barely had my own room. I didn't even have a door on my shit. So it was long showers.
Oh, yeah.
So basically I was talking about what I like to see from a vagina, and I like the image of a vagina before it's been touched, the image of a pussy before it's been touched, stimulated, played with. I just like to see it fresh. That's my perfect image. I don't like when women like stretch out the lips or try to do like extra shit, like put their fingers in there. I don't like that image. I just leave the pussy alone.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite pussy images. But when it comes to dick images, dick pics.
Yes.
So one thing was, you like them erect, and you like to see the veins.
Mm-hmm.
So, fellas, the veins. I don't think anybody ever talked about this. I don't remember dudes talking. I mean, dudes talk about their dick, the size of it, but the aesthetic, the look of it, the veins are important.
They're very important because it, like, for me, it shows, I don't know, like, how erect it is, and like I guess there's a weird correlation in my mind, right? So when I have sex, and like, I like having sex with dicks, like live dicks, not dildos, because you can feel the dick pulsating in your vagina. So when I reminisce on encounters, my vagina has a memory too. And it remembers that pulsating and that vibrating and the rhythmic motion. And that, for me, for whatever reason, is correlated with the veins.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it goes all back to that, like, like kind of mental connection with the dick too.
Right.
So yeah.
Like the dick is engorged.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's ready to release and mm-hmm. explode in like your vagina. You got pussy memories.
Yes.
That remember what the feeling is like. So so that I think that was new information for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, I know when I'm hard, like you can see that big vein, but then you start seeing all the little ones too.
Right.
The other thing was women talked about how they like to see the dick moisturized.
Yes, which we also talked about, which yeah. like I feel like that's a no-brainer.
Ashy dicks don't work.
No, no. Who wants to see an ashy dick? Like that just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, I'm thinking, is this just relevant for dudes with dark dicks like myself, or does
I mean if I can't no like oiled is better than dry any day.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have a dick, like even if you have a light-skinned dick that can't look ashy or doesn't show ash readily, you still need to grease it up
grease it up for the cameras, fellas. So you heard it here, man. Don't get lazy with them dick pics.
No, and work on your angles too. Even if you don't have the biggest dick, there's an angle you can take a picture of your dick and it'll look amazing.
I think I've mastered the dick pic. I took a picture of my dick the other day. Like I'm not like packing a lot. Like I'm like above average, but not like that much above average. but like when I took this picture, I'm not going to lie, the dick looked huge.
It did.
And I wasn't trying to make it look that way, but I was just like, I want to make sure that in the picture, the only thing you see is the dick, because that's the purpose of a dick pic.
Right.
You know, there's people that'll post dick pics, but then like, the dick is only 20% of the image. You got all this other shit going on in the picture.
Which can be distracting, which yeah. you don't want, which will get you like fired, because like, we saw all this other shit in the background and we're like, you don't know how to clean your house?
You're right.
Like, you don't know how to shave your balls? Right. Like, you know, this kind of stuff.
Okay, the shaving thing is another thing.
Yeah, it has to be clean shaven.
For you.
Waxed or clean shaven, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It just looks better. Mm-hmm. It looks neater. And it can also make your dick look bigger.
Right.
Instead of your dick hiding in a bush.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. So, and the porn stars do it, so they're doing it for a reason. although there's a lot of Asian porn for some reason that
no, they like hair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a cultural thing or not, but I just, you know, apparently that's a thing that that is pretty common in those porns, and that's like the only reason why I don't enjoy them. So what, you know, this has been a crazy summer. What do we got coming up?
We have the Afro-Caribbean pool party, which we talked about on the last episode. Get your tickets now. Prices are going to go up. And it's going to be a great party. It's going to be a good crowd, great crowd. So you should definitely be there. We have the More Getaways Cabin Getaway in October. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are the only... Oh, the meet and greet at the Cigar Bar. That's happening in September.
Mm-hmm.
In the area. And of course, all the links will be down in the description box below. And I think that's all that's on the calendar right now. But, you know, we'll pop up at an event like within an hour's notice.
Right.
So that's all I can... think of at the moment.
I also wanted to remind folks that for the Amor Getaways membership. All right, so just wanted to remind folks, if you go to the Amor Getaways website and you are interested in their membership, you'll get 25% off if you use our offer code, which is Black and Kinky. All right, Black, the letter N, and Kinky. That is one word. I also wanted to announce some winners of the free 3-month membership for those who have left a comment on iTunes or left a review. So Lamont
Congratulations. You have won the 3-month membership. You have to get in contact with us. Black Rican also has won. Black and Rican. Who am I forgetting here? Mr. Graham 354, thank you for leaving your review. You've also won a 3-month membership. Don Reddy has also won the 3-month membership. Just get in contact with us. And finally, All About Her Purple has also won a three-month free membership with Amore Getaways. You have to get back to us before the last day of September in order to claim your 3-month membership. Just email us at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. For those who are interested in entering into a chance to also win a free 3-month membership, please do leave a review on iTunes. We'd be happy to give that up. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will be back with another episode in a couple of weeks. We hope you all enjoyed your summer. It has been a long one.
Yes, it's not quite over yet. Mm-hmm. Got a couple more weekends of fun. But then it's, I don't know, back to fall time.
Which is your favorite season.
It is my favorite season. It's not necessarily my favorite lifestyle season, but it's like my favorite vanilla season. Mm-hmm. Summer is definitely my favorite lifestyle season.
Oh yeah, god, yo, this has been a crazy season.
But in terms of vanilla life, yes, because I like the holidays, and I like, even though I like, you know, having my titties out and all that kind of stuff, I do like wearing layers. Mm-hmm. I like putting the outfit together.
Yep.
So yeah,
all right. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Peace out.
Bye.
Black and kinky, black and kinky,
black and kinky lifestyle.